appreciation for the candidates and the staff for making all these arrangements, even from long distance. Beautiful setting. And thank you, Commissioner Adams, for hosting us. And he has a good reputation in this town. Any place last night we went up there to eat and chart, they said, no, Bruce has passed, so put him on the Bruce effect. So what for the setting is this one?
I didn't know that.
Well, how can you meet them? Well, that's going to just give the Bruce's name as a reference.
I'm getting nervous. I'm probably just going to tell the cat story again.
Yeah,
that's for tonight.
I'm Commissioner Jerry Taylor from Garfield County, and I represent Pike County AOG.
Commissioner Greg Miles, Duchesne County, and I represent
I'm Bruce Adams, San Juan County Commissioner, representing Southeastern Utah AOG, and I just want you to know that as we sit here behind you on the mountain is the horsehead, and the settlers that settled here settled right here because they felt like the horsehead would protect this community. And as, in fact, where I built my house, I'd get up in the morning, open the blinds, and I can look eyeball to eyeball right into the horsehead's face.
So they call you?
They call me the horse's.
I saw that. Good morning.
My name is Curtis Wells, and I'm here representing rural Utah.
Chris Piper with the Utah Attorney General's Office, leading counsel to the Permanent Community and Planning Board.
Commissioner Al Brown, Scott Bersalmi, representing six counties, which is
Jack Clyden, Mr. Dagger County Representative Union Basin Association Governor.
Okay, we'll move on to our briefing. Upcoming meeting dates, July 6, 2023 in Salt Lake City. Does that day still work for everyone for our next meeting? Any conflicts? Any discussion we need to have regarding that item, Ms. Powers? July 6, 2023.
Well, I'll go then.
Okay, go ahead.
We're just gathering the applications that will be submitted for the first trimester of fiscal year 2024. If that amount of applications can be accommodated in two meetings, it's July, August, and September, first Thursdays, our usual meetings, but one of those meetings may indeed, at this point, with the number of applications that we've received so far, one of those meetings can be omitted. So July 7th is scheduled.
7th or 6th?
6th. The first Thursday. So it's what, July's meeting?
September.
Cancel September?
Yes.
We actually have the county commissioners have a meeting in September.
Remember, because you and Greg both told me that would be a conflict. CIB.
That's on.
We have it the 6th or 7th.
September. We cancel the September meeting of the CIB.
Would that be a funding meeting, September, or is it?
No, October.
October. October is mandatory.
Okay, so to cancel the September meeting.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
That's okay.
Seeing none, all those in favor? Cancel the September meeting.
Aye.
Okay. Is there going to be any discussion on July because July doesn't work well for me, so.
July doesn't work well for you, six.
No.
Well, let's finish up September. So
okay. Well, if we haven't completed the vote, I'd be willing to offer the discussion.
Why don't we discuss what to do with July then?
If I may, again, we're counting the absent. Today is the deadline, so we still don't know if we can have both. Canceling the September meeting means that you can redo September or add it if we need it.
Okay.
Because at close of business today at 5 o'clock, all applications for the first trimester will have been submitted, and we will have a count. Right now, there are 11.
Okay.
So the September meeting cancellation makes sense. Okay.
Paul, are we not using these table mics anymore? So we'll just pass the microphone. Okay. Okay, so July. Let's talk about July.
I have conflict.
I just have a conflict with family stuff. Okay. At that point, at that time.
Well, let's.
So I'm fine with rescheduling later in July, or I'm fine with rescheduling later in September if we need a new meeting. But
okay. Interesting that. Okay. So let's talk about later in July.
We have NACO in July.
We have NACO in July.
When is NACO?
The 20th. 20th of July.
Okay.
23 to 25th, right?
What about the 13th? Thursday the 13th of July.
Mr. Chairman, I'll do the July 1. No problem. I'll just check my schedule.
I have city council that night, but I actually could miss if need be.
The 13th?
No, I'm okay with
the first Thursday.
Which is the 6th.
Yes, I'm okay.
But the, not so good on the 6th for Kurt.
If I'm the only one, I'll make it work or else, you know, you're a quorum without me. So
okay.
I don't want to, you know, I realize this is a large body, so it's hard to find out. Dates that work for everybody.
Usually, if you start changing them around, especially in July, you've got a lot of family vacations and stuff.
So it sounds like we'll stick with the 6th for July, and then we're canceling September, correct?
Okay.
Any other changes, issues while we've got a...
Kurt, can you do virtual?
Possibly.
Okay.
Or we could just have it in Burnham, and then I'll field it.
So move.
This band does like to travel. Okay. Well,
some of us like to travel.
Yeah.
A lot of work for some.
Substitute motion.
Yeah. Okay. So right now we're sticking with July, and we're going to cancel September's meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Okay. Ms. Powers, financial review.
As was noted in our previous meetings, the funding, the available revenue for CIB was a little bit low. Since then, as we have told you, by the funding meeting, there will be a clarity on what is available, as you can see up there. We have sufficient funding to accommodate those applications we have received. So, CIB does not have any red marks at this point for those that, now keep in mind that there are new applications coming in. So your, recommendations for today, you're discussing one new project and one pending project. At this meeting, the rest of them have, there will be a few questions as we come to those applications. In Cusharum, one of the requirements was that they have the property and they have it settled, and they have done that. And they have provided the information that the board requested. They have land. So the Cusharum Community Center has complied with the board's request prior to funding today. Other than that, it is the first application that we'll discuss is a new project, but the board still needs to make prudent decisions because as you fund these, and as you know, when you fund them, that takes the money away and it's set aside for the projects. Hopefully they're all ready, but there are projects coming in all the time. There are those that really, really need them, and there are those that really, really appreciate CIB funding. So make your decisions accordingly, and we have sufficient revenue, so you don't need to make the hard decisions to prioritize what we fund today.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Item 3, approval of minutes from the April 6, 2023 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Taylor, second by Chairman Sinati. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, do we need a roll call vote for minutes? Okay. All those in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion passes. On to item 4, new projects. 4.1, Duchesne County Special Service District number 2, total of $3 million, $1.8 in grant, $1.2 in loan, 15 years at half a point for the Gate Canyon Road Improvements Phase 1. Please come join us at the table here, representatives from Duchesne County. I'm going to pass the microphone to Ms. Powers for a brief comments, and then we'll turn it over to you for introductions and any brief comments that you have.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is the only new project that will be discussed. They did meet the deadline for the February 1st application. They, at the time, it was the whole road, the whole Gate Canyon Road, and it was a $20 million project. They've gone through several different iterations. They were hopeful that through the legislative session they might get some accommodation there funding-wise. They did not. So recognizing the limitation of CIB revenue, they have phased this project. This project is now being submitted to CIB, and it did make the deadline. That's why it's coming in as a new project. It is this trimester's project. And they're going to speak to the phasing of it. A lot of it is engineering and design, and then there's a portion of the road. But the request now is only for $3 million, of which is part grant, part loan, as the chairman described.
Thank you, Ms. Powers.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, how...
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah. I'm Ken Petras. I'm a member of the Special Service District Board. Our chairman couldn't be here today, so we sent a substitute. And I hesitate to mention at this point that I put all my stuff on Goose's bill, too, so that doesn't jeopardize the project. But we did hope to get funding from the state for this project. I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but it's there's a 6-mile piece of road that we haven't been able to complete that comes out of Wells Draw into 9 Mile, and you get right up to the top to the worst and the nastiest part of the canyon and drop off down into where we connect to the road that goes on over into Wells Draw, to Wellington. And this project is... We feel a real necessity. It does service a lot of the mineral lease, or the mineral production in the 9 Mile area and the Pleasant Valley area. There's a large mineral producing area. It is not intended to be for truck traffic at all. It is an alternative route out of the basin. Last winter, we had a lot of days when Indian Canyon, Daniels Canyon, and even I, 191 over the hill to Daggett County was closed. And so we did have a lot of requests. I saw a lot of messages on Facebook and everybody else wanting to know if they could get through Wells Draw or through 9 Mile to get out of the basin. So it is a necessary thing, and it's about a 1/2-mile piece of road. We're doing it in phases. Because it's the only way we can afford to do it right now. But a lot of this money is for the engineering. There's about 1.4 of this.
Well,
Not in this application.
Oh, not in this one, but a lot of this is going to be to, we felt as a district we needed to continue moving the project forward by getting all of our permitting through BLN, the NEPA, the environmental stuff, all of that completed. And so, we're moving ahead with that, but now we're starting to phase the construction part of it. And I'll ask Mr. Hawley if he will speak to the details of it.
Yeah, just to clarify, it's not $1.4 million in engineering this, in this application, but it does include, as was mentioned by Candace at the beginning, this is all, well, half of it is on BLM ground, half is on CITLA ground, but there is a NEPA environmental assessment that is already underway, and this, in order to complete that and obtain the right-of-way for the project, we need to finish the design and get it to where it is going to be so we can acquire that and finalize that. So that is included in this application, which is maybe if you ask why the pre-construction engineering is a bigger portion or a bigger percentage than normal for a $3 million total project, that's why. And it includes the NEPA and all that kind of stuff along with it. Kent mentioned about a half mile of road. The total length of the existing road is about 6 miles, and there will be improvements potentially throughout the project or throughout that corridor with this money. When we have the final design completed, we'll be able to identify exactly where those most needed improvements are, and that's where we'll start. We think it'll be in that location shown on the map. That's why it's called potential beginning location and potential ending location. There will be drainage improvements and improvements done to the roadway that even if it's a while before we can finish the other phases, those improvements will be a benefit to the corridor as they are. So that's the idea, and I guess if there aren't any other questions, we can, or if there are any other questions, I guess.
Yeah, let's get the microphone circulated here. Thanks, Paul. Well, first of all, I want to say it sounds like exactly the right project that CID should be funding. So one of my questions is, because we do set aside the money, I'm really careful to make sure that we're funding projects that are shovel-ready. So you mentioned you haven't been through the NEPA process yet. It looks like from your application, in terms of needing CID money to support that, only about $400,000 is going to support the engineering. Right?
Correct, yeah.
From the CID application. Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm wondering is if we were to go ahead and approve this and fund this, how soon would you be able to actually use the proceeds to complete the construction? How far out are you from being able to use all of the funds for the intended purpose?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I mentioned, the NEPA process is underway, and I recognize that, and it's a good policy for the CIB to have fund projects that are not going to be delayed and have that, those funds tied up. This project, the NEPA, is already underway. The CIB has funded many projects just like this one, which require a NEPA process and require that to go through before the project happens. This one, most of the time they aren't started yet when they come to you, even though the project's good and going to proceed forward. So we're actually a step ahead from where most projects are when they come here that are crossing federal land like this. But as far as answering your question on timing, we anticipate finishing up that EA this year and potentially being able to start construction even this fall into the winter. There's some things that can't be done depending on the harshness of the winter, but that's the idea. That's the plan.
So just as a quick reminder, we're going back to these microphones here. So you guys keep that microphone. Let's finish discussion from the board before we kind of get into an interactive Q&A just for time's sake. And then you guys can address questions once the board's done with their questions. So chairman's an idea.
Same question.
Okay. Any other, yeah, commissioner app.
So just to be clear, I'm looking at the map. And it looks like the blue line is the existing, and it winds back and forth all over the place.
And it's in the bottom.
The red line, you're going to straighten out, take out all of those curves and straighten that road out. Is that my thinking right?
And that's a real safety issue down through there as well, because it doesn't show you the elevation differences, but some of those curves are on ledges that are maybe 50, 60 feet above the floor of the canyon. So yeah, we're getting out of the bottom of the canyon.
Yeah. And it's also that there are cultural sites, there are old axle priest writings that are actually on a lot of them are on those points. But for whatever reason, that's where they like to make those axle priest writings. And so by doing this, we're improving safety, but also avoiding impacting any of those sites.
Quick question.
Yes.
So the temporary construction staging, that's the top of Gate Canyon?
No, that's actually part of the way down Gate Canyon.
Toward the Wrinkles Road?
Yeah.
Below there even.
Yeah, it's a little below there.
Does it?
What they used to call that, Ball Diamond? Or I don't know, the old time they call that if you're familiar with Gate Canyon, but that's, yeah.
Right. Additional questions for the applicant? Seeing none? Okay, how about just any general discussion with the board regarding the project? Or do we have a motion?
I have a question, Candace. When you showed us the financials earlier, this project was not included.
It was included.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion to approve as requested by Commissioner Adams, second by Commissioner Lytle. Discussion.
So if I'm going to discuss, I always try and fund things at the median, and I noticed that they kind of flopped the loan and the grant amount to favor more grant. I understand. I think it actually puts, if we fund as requested, it actually puts it outside of the tool range. So again, we're in territory where we would have to ask for an exception, the reason for an exception. So, if I were going to make a motion, I would amend and make the motion to approve at the median range. As you know, I always try and do that because I feel like if we're going to have a tool, we need to use it. And in situations like this, I feel like we need to fund at the median because we don't have a lot of extra, you know, as we look at what's coming down the pike. We want to be able to fund as many projects as we can. And so that would be my substitute motion, is to fund at the median range.
Okay. Do we have a second for the substitute?
No, that comment.
Okay.
And I appreciate Kirk Slaw's comments and everything, but there is oil gas activity that is used on that road quite. And I've surveyed a lot of well locations up in that Peter Point country and everything. And we, you know, try to give a little bit to those counties that are producing counties, give them a little bit of a break. And I think that's what they're asking here, because they are a producing county in Duchesne. So I'm just saying, I think I'm real comfortable with what was proposed.
Question. Thank you. Say that out loud.
The tool takes into consideration location, type of project, and such. So the tool has considered that.
Right. That's why we have a tool, is to consider all of those important factors when we're trying to come up with what's fair, right? So
I'll second his motion.
Okay, so we do have a second to the substitute motion, which is to fund at the median. Any additional discussion, comments on the substitute motion? Commissioner Lytle.
Probably funding to the substitute, but in order to get the first motion squared away, what exemptions, Commissioner Adams, were you thinking would apply to that?
Because they're you in the county.
That's not listed, but maybe it's on the back.
I'm not sure if Shane County and Union County would like that combination that we just put out.
I don't know.
I'd like to make a comment, and obviously, full disclosure, I'm county commissioner in this county. The mineral lease money that has come to Duchesne County Special Service District has been quite low for a number of months. And although we had seen a little bit of a rebound, this project would accommodate a lot of special traffic. There's a major transmission line, gas transmission line that runs through the Ringles area that allows for travel to and from. And a compressor station. There's an opportunity to connect communities in this project. And as was mentioned, this winter we had Daniels closed, Noble Canyon closed, Wolf Creek Pass was closed because of snow. 191 at the state line was closed. 191 going to Price was closed. And so there was no way to get anything in that basin. And I think this is an important secondary route. And I would think it's a special circumstance because their mineral lease funds are so low. That's why I think it's an important project.
Thank you for those comments.
I think it also fits a unique project.
Yeah.
For the health safety and welfare of the citizen meeting.
Okay.
And my point was just to get that motion squared, not to suppress or do anything with the substitute, but at least get it right.
So why don't we, let's put the substitute to a vote, and if we don't have the votes here, we'll go back to the original motion. So the substitute motion, Ms. Powers, will you conduct a roll call vote for the substitute motion, which was made by Treasurer's Law, seconded by Commissioner Bartholomew, to fund at the median according to the tool.
The median amount for this substitute motion is a $1,800,000 loan, 15 years at 1.5, and a $1,200,000 grant. Treasurer's Law.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
No.
Mayor Baker?
No.
Commissioner Miles?
Nay.
Commissioner Taylor?
No.
Commissioner Brown?
No.
Commissioner Adams?
No.
Mr. Zanotti?
Nay.
That motion fails.
Okay. Now we're back to the original motion to fund as requested under the exemption of unique project. Ms. Powers, will you conduct a roll call vote for the original motion, please?
Mr. Slob?
No.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
I think it's a good project. It needs to go forward. Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes with one opposed and the chairman abstained.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
County Special Service District number 2. On to item 5 of our agenda, priority projects. 5.1, the UNS Special Service District number 1, requesting a $2,559,000 grant for Seat Ridge Road improvements. If you would please join us here at the table. And they're not here. We're just
going to fund it.
Yeah. So they're not here to represent the project.
But the motion should include an exemption again.
Okay. Any comments on this, Ms. Powers, before we?
No, it's outside the tool
range. What exemption did we use when they have the
special circumstances?
Okay, so.
Motion to approve, Mr. Chairman, the special circumstance exemption.
Okay, thank you. Motion made by Chairman Zanotti. Seconded by Commissioner Miles. Any discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers.
Treasurer's Law.
Yes.
Mr. Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Sinai?
Aye.
That motion passes with the chairman's signature.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Item 5-2, town of Kusharam. Kusharam?
Correct.
Total of 1.35 million, 1.15 in grant, 200,000 in loan, 30 years at 1.5 for a new community center. I must be clear, I'm not allowing any discussion on that side because I can't work this one today. Motion to approve and fund as made by Commissioner Adams.
I'd like to make a discussion.
Different motion.
Looking at this community and their financial circumstances, I think we're offering in something that they can't afford. I think we need to go back and make a motion to give them a $1.35 million grant with no loan.
Second.
That'd be my motion.
Second. Okay.
Discussion.
$1.35 million grant motion made by.
That's right. There's the total project.
Seconded by Commissioner.
1.4 is what they bring to the table.
No, they're bringing 50.
So that would
we
be
$1.35 million.
Yeah. So
1.4, you're taking, let them keep their cash, and just jingling those bells. Okay.
So that being my motion is to give them 1.4.
Okay.
Keep your cash.
And a grant. Keep their cash and try and survive.
And I second that motion. Motion seconded. Discussion. Commissioner Lyle.
Are you doing financial hardship as the
yes
exemption?
Yes.
And that's why the mayor shares. That's the situation there is.
So I have a question with that. There was a final location and land secured. Was one of
them? Yes, the letter was stated.
Okay.
Yeah. Signed, sealed, and delivered by Mayor Tarps.
Okay.
And good catch. Thank you.
Who's the mayor? I want to know who the mayor is.
There you go.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Oh, is that who the mayor is? Absolutely, then.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a comment. I would like to reiterate what I said in the last meeting, and that is either this project needs to be denied or we've got to give them a grant. Because after looking at the amount of loan that they've got to pay off, they can't afford to take on another one.
Okay. Ms. Powers, would you please conduct a roll call vote? $1.4 million in grant.
Treasurer's
Law.
Yes.
That was a hard
yeah. You need to go to the counters with a yes.
We get extra potatoes tonight.
Commissioner Bartholomew votes aye. Commissioner Lytle.
Aye.
Mayor Baker.
Aye.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor.
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanai?
Aye.
That motion passes with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Congratulations to the town of Kusharam. Item 5-3, my hometown, Moab City. $7,939,000, $3,731,000 in grant, $4,208,000 in loan, 15 years at 2% for the Cane Creek Boulevard reconstruction, 500 west to U.S. Highway 191.
Motion to approve.
Second. Motion to approve, Chairman Adams, second by Commissioner Adams, second by Commissioner Taylor. Discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, please for a roll call vote.
Thank you. That is within the tool range. Mr. Slaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes. Yes.
Aye.
This Mr. Zanotti, aye. That motion passes. Mr. Chairman, I'm speaking.
Thank you.
This is funding meeting, so you, there is funding. You'll get a contract and an authorization. We'll see. Yes, we're all happy.
Thank you. Congratulations to Moab City. It's a great project. Item 5.4, Town of Marysville, $1,580,000 grant for a new fire station.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Recognizing a financial hardship.
Motion to approve with financial hardship exemption by Commissioner Lytle, second by Commissioner Miles. Discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, please roll call vote.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
And declare his throat. Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That passes unanimously. The chairman is standing.
Thank you.
That wasn't a hard yes. I'm just,
He's not the same.
Congratulations to the town of Marysville for the new fire station. Item 5.5, Ashley Valley Water and Sewer Improvement District, $400,000 grant for a sewer cleaner and vacuum system truck. Do we have a motion to approve?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Chairman Zanotti, seconded by Treasurer Slaw. Discussion.
Special circumstance.
Special circumstance.
The exemption.
Is the exemption. Do you concur with that?
Yes.
Chairman Zanotti, takes concurrence on that. Treasurer Slaw. Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Lytle. Ms. Powers, please roll call vote.
Mr. Slaw.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Congratulations to the Ashley Valley Water and Sewer Improvement District. Item 5.6, Austin Community Special Service District, $1 million grant for culinary water improvements.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
By Commissioner Brown, second by Commissioner Taylor. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, we have condition on the NEPA permitting right away and we will have repairs. So we have should we talk about
what?
Are we on the Austin community?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a water project.
It's 5.6, and I don't think there's any roads. Oh, there was some permitting that they were finalizing with the BLM. Yeah.
Okay.
Got the exemption?
Financial.
Financial.
Exemption for the motion is financial hardship. Any further questions, comments, discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers, please.
This is for a $1 million grant for the Austin Community Center. Treasurer Slaw?
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Taylor?
Yes.
Commissioner Brown?
Yes.
Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously with the chairman abstaining.
Thank you, Ms. Powers. Congratulations to the Austin Community Special Service District. Item 5.7, Town of Leamington, $2,700,000.
5.7. That's so hard. 5.7 and 5.8, both the same thing.
Oh. You want to do the two together?
That's 5.8.
I have 5.8.
Well, we'll do, I've got
the
5.7.
Yeah.
This is the town of Leamington, $2,750,000, $2 million in grant, $750,000 loan, 30 years at Point Culinary Water System Improvements. Motion to approve.
So we can go through.
Moved by Chairman Zanotti, second by Commissioner Taylor. Any discussion? Seeing none, Ms. Powers.
Question.
Yes, question.
So she's got outlined here contingent on the Division of Drinking Water Funding for the inspection of the wells. And would you?
Which still needs to be in the motion because.
As well as the exemption.
Okay. So.
Did you hear, Mayor? Contingent on. DEQ approving the wells. Inspection of the wells.
Was that?
Inspection? The motion is contingent for this funding on.
Yes, can you hear?
The Division of Drinking Water funding, because they have funding in it too, and the inspection of the wells.
Yes, we went ahead and met with the Division of Drinking Water on May the 16th. And we found out that we were probably in trouble when they decided that they were probably going to go to one funding cycle a year because they were short of funds. What they offered was $1.925 million loan and an $825,000 forgiveness, which is too much loan for the town of Leamington to be fiscally able to take on. Well over $50,000 a year payback on that $1.925 million loan for 40 years. And so we basically told them, they funded that, but we basically told them that we were unable to accept that loan amount and asked them if they could reduce that loan amount. But they said they were restricted to a 70-30 split for loan grant funds, you know, basically. And so we respectfully asking to go ahead and fall back for the your funding package, which is we can go ahead and afford a $750,000 loan for, you know, 1% for 30 years. And that's the maximum amount to remain just fiscally sound for us to go ahead and, you know, go forward with the project at this time. So we're hoping that you would go ahead and consider funding that package as originally in April.
Can you complete the project with that?
Pardon?
Can you complete the project with that amount?
Yes, we, the engineer said that the package amount, the amount that they are looking for, that we can go ahead and complete all aspects of the project with the $3 million that we'll be using, getting. That we won't need additional funding.
$3 million, CIB is authorizing $2,750,000. You have $250,000.
Yes. We go ahead and contribute $250,000 and take off on the loan.
So as is, with an exemption. But you still have to have DEQ inspect the wells. That is a requirement.
We still what?
Would need DEQ to inspect the well.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need to have that added to the motion. Who made the motion?
I did.
So that's okay. And the exemption is financial hardship. Okay.
Everybody. This one says administrative exemption.
The prior motion at the meeting.
This
we
one
can change
be,
it.
This one is being
changed. It shows on the definition. Okay. Clear as mud. Okay. Let's have a roll call vote.
Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanino.
Aye.
That motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Item 5-8 is the town of Leamington again, a $450,000 grant for town hall structural remodel. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve. I'll second.
Do we need an exemption?
Yep.
Financial hardship.
Okay. Motion to approve, by, Commissioner Taylor with financial hardship exemption, second by Commissioner Miles. Any discussion? Seeing none. Let's have the vote, Ms. Powers, please.
$450,000 grant to the town of Leamington for their town hall structural remodel. Treasurer Slaw.
Yes.
Commissioner Bartholomew.
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle.
Yes.
Mayor Baker.
Yes.
Commissioner Miles.
Aye.
Mr. Taylor.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Commissioner Adams.
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Congratulations to the town of Leamington.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Item 6, pending projects, 6.1, St. George Municipal Building Authority.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
I think
Oh, yeah.
The honey was from the last.
Leamington.
Oh, Leamington.
Just wanted to acknowledge
Thank
that.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
The most expensive honey.
Yeah. Honey over vinegar.
As much as
it's amazing. Yeah. We should have been that. We're legal cats.
Is it under 50?
We've been 50. We're still, for now.
thank you.
Item 6.1, St. George Municipal Building Authority for a new city hall and parking structure with a reduced scope. Now it's just a parking structure only. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's the bottom. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's working. Thanks for having us back. This will be the third time we've been back. The CIB board was gracious enough 3 years ago to loan us $15 million for our City Hall project. Of course, COVID derailed that project, and due to the economic uncertainty, we pulled back on that project. In April, we came back to the CIB board for a request for $28 million for our City Hall project and for the parking structure. This is part of a larger, project to assist us with our public safety growth in St. George, not to mention some of the needs in our downtown historic district, primarily parking. But we are bursting at the seams. We've relocated our 911 dispatch center for Washington County to a new building. That was really phase one of this overall project. And we now have need to expand our police department due to increased numbers of officers and things that we're doing in the public safety sector. So we have need to vacate our current city hall expand the police department operations. And we have selected a new site down in the heart of our downtown, right across from Town Square. That would be the location. Many of you have possibly taken your families down there to the splash pad, very popular part of town. The St. George Tabernacle is right there. And so that would be the site of the new city hall and the new parking structure. The parking structure would be 146,000 square foot, 309 stall parking structure to benefit all of downtown. It would be open to the public 365 days a year at all hours. And City Hall doesn't need a structure this big, but the downtown does. Our downtown businesses and tourists that come to the area definitely need more parking. And so that is the request at this time. We have created the Municipal Building Authority just for this parking structure alone. The ask is in the amount of $10,771,500. And St. George City will be contributing $771,500 towards this project, in addition to the new City Hall, which we're building adjacent to it. The parking structure does connect to City Hall. And again, all the neighbors and downtown businesses are excited for this opportunity to increase parking in the downtown area. We've separated our ask. We cut it in half essentially. In doing so, we will go out on the private sector for some additional funding for this project. And we're asking for in this application a 3% interest rate. We would gladly take a 2.5 to blend the rates from the public sector. But we really appreciate the CIB board's consideration on this project. And it's a great project. It's shovel ready. Phase one actually is underway tomorrow. We have to relocate an ATM. We purchased Wells Fargo property in the heart of our downtown. And so we're relocating an ATM. And then we'll move right into phase two, which would essentially be the parking structure and City Hall simultaneously. There's some mobility with contractor to do both projects at the same time. Really saves us some funds if we do it that way. And so we'll begin those projects in late August, early September at the latest. And they're in permitting right now, and this project is
is ready to go and sorely needed. We've needed it honestly for about a decade, and so we're a little behind the time on getting this project moving. And I'm here to answer any questions the board may have. Joining us online is our city manager, John Willis. We have also a budget hearing tonight, and so we had to divide the talker. He's there. Our mayor would join us as well. She's recovering from surgery, and so she's at home right now. And then also online is our financial advisors from Lewis Young, Burlingham, and Robertson, and happy to answer any questions the board may have of us.
Thank you. Would you please just briefly state your name and role with the St. George Municipal Building Authority for the record?
That might have been a great first step. Sorry about that, Commissioner. My name is Mark Mortensen. I am the Director of Operations at the City of St. George.
Great. Thank you. Questions, yeah. Comments?
Yes, Commissioner.
So, if I could just ramble and think out loud for a minute. As I look at these applications that we just approved here, population of 256, 356, 244, so forth. A lot of these small communities in the forest, this is their only funding. And they have no tax base. They have no other funding available to them. I realize this is a good project, and you've cut it back considerably. Thank you. My question is, if we approve this $10 million, how does that affect the ones coming forth that need these funds that can't afford other funding? You financial people.
This is a revolving loan.
But it's a 30-year loan.
But yeah. Still pays 3%.
Yeah.
$510,000.
But from a capital standpoint, capital's gone for a while.
Right.
So we don't have it to spend on other projects. I think, can I ask a question, Chairman? So what, you said you went to the private sector for how much of the project? Did you say about another half?
Another 10 million? Yeah, and we're looking at about 4.2, 4.3% currently in the market today.
So would you, is there capacity without affecting your bond ratings or whatever to do this whole project through market-based funding? Are you just looking at this as a way to save a little bit of interest, or do you not have the capacity to issue any more market rate debt, I guess?
I think, you know, there's some advantages to going with the CIB process. Definitely it's a way to save some funding, save our taxpayers, you know, some funding. And we could go out, obviously increase cost of the project significantly. It really seemed like a great funding option for us. We were encouraged by our five counties to look at this option. So here we are.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes, they could go out and borrow public money from the public financial. But the whole idea of keeping the money in the system with us so we can get them involved and then pay for the small communities or help the small communities to have. The way this goes with the administration, if we have everything going electrical, so there will be no exploration, there will be no gas, no any fraction of any kind, then we are doomed. We have no recourse anymore. This organization will have to cease the disease. Is that what it is? It is because of the finances that we have put in place, loaning the money out to small and large communities to get the money back in order to exist for the future years to come. I know that we had 15 million a few years ago approved at 2.5%. We have done 7 million prospects in other communities laughing out of their hospitals. It is a good viable project. The last event they had in St. George, they had 5 miles east, west, north, south, parking in front of residential communities. People were not happy. And every one of you have a home, second home in St. George, Washington County. So you don't have to bring your families to the same splash pad. So in my seeing the maps, blueprints, meeting with the organization, But I've seen the city of St. George population really exploding. We really need to have this particular funding. And with that, I would like to make a motion. I know this is not a favorable subject to most of you, but 10 million, they have done their homework, reduced it from 20 million last time to half. And they still wanted to go to the public arena to borrow some money for their office space. So I'd like to make a motion, 10 million, 30 years, and 3%, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Motion on the table. Do we have a second?
And this, can I ask a question, Curtis? When you gave us the financial, the $10 million included in the financial, this project?
Yes, it was, but you've got applications coming. So it, right now, with everything on the table, not taking into account what is being applied for, according to Commissioner Bartholomew, but yes, it was included.
Can we pull that financial back up so that we can take a look at it while we deliberate on this? Is that okay?
You bet. We do have a motion on the table, but let's dig in a little bit.
Well, I don't know that it was ever
second. Well, there's a second, but we do have a motion made.
I'll second the motion to get it on the table for discussion for propriety.
Thank you.
Okay, so if we're to fund that, CID would have $16 million?
This is the major infrastructure set aside. You have to, we can use it because it's mineral lease dollars, but the two balances are the $1 million and the six. Really.
So we have.
So the $10 million comes out of the.
It would come out of all of it.
The bonus
fund? It came out of the bonus because it has an interest rate right now. So staff figures that out.
And if we gave them that, we'd have $6.3 million left over for the next cycle.
Which isn't a lot.
And we're getting about $800,000 a month into the bonus account right now, which isn't normal, but it's low.
What's the total of the applications? You said you have 11 applications. Have you looked at how much?
We haven't totaled them yet. Today, close of business is when they're all due. There are 11. There's a few big ones requesting, and they're from.
And how much is coming into the mineral lease fund?
Pardon me?
How much is coming in to the mineral lease fund?
It has been doing this. We got about $2.5 million for a few months, and then recently we got about $8 million, and then it goes back down. It's hard to predict because it depends on what they're pulling out of the ground and paying the federal government.
That doesn't include payback. Mineral leases.
No.
Only bonuses payback.
Well, there are 0% loans, and a few loans taken out of the mineral lease, they get payback as well.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to make a substitute motion. I believe when we passed the St. George City, the motion was a 3.5% loan. And I think we as fiduciaries of the board, we have a responsibility to get the maximum value, especially from the county that does produce and release. And so I would like to make a substitute motion of $10 million at 3.5% interest, which is still within the. And that returns money back to fund other projects.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Substitute motion bumping the point up to 3.5%. The percentage made by Commissioner Miles, second by Commissioner Graham. Discussion on that. Okay, so I do love the fact that we're getting more in loan because I love the fact that we can make this more of a revolving loan fund that doesn't depend on the mineral lease. Revenues that are coming in. So I like that. But to Scott's point, that's $10 million that's no longer going to be available for all of these upcoming projects. I know we'll get the money back over time, but this is a 30-year loan. It's not coming back anytime soon, right? And it's going to come back in small increments. So you got to realize that this could fund a whole lot of projects in rural Utah that need the money more. I understand that this provides a little budget relief for St. George, But Washington County, quite frankly, it's a wealthy county. You know, we don't see Salt Lake County coming to CIB. We don't see Utah County coming to CIB because those counties recognize they have other funding options and other funding models. And CIB isn't the appropriate place to come and get these important projects done. So that's my reservation is I kind of look at Washington County in the same way I look at Utah County and Salt Lake County and Davis County that we don't see coming to CIB because A, they're not mineral producers and B, they have a lot of other ways to pay for these projects. So, if you want to go forward with the motion, you want to fund $10 million out of CIB for that purpose, fine. I do think it would have to be at the 3.5% for me to even be comfortable with it. But just keep in mind that that means there's $10 million less for all of the little counties and all of the people that really need the money to come to get. So.
And those are good comments and it's a good discussion. Thank you, Treasurer Slaw. Additional discussion, comments?
Yeah, Candace, you might know this, but I think there's 5 or 6 or 7 counties that are not even eligible to come to CIB, Salt Lake, Utah,
okay.
Davis, Weber, because they do absolutely zero. There is some mineral lease produced by Washington County. It's so small you can't see it from mom's home. But they're eligible. And they,
I get that.
They do produce.
Right there.
Yeah.
Ms. Powers. Yeah.
What's that?
Rainbow sheet is defined to show what funding is brought in.
That's right. Yeah.
What is Washington?
$158,000 in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, iron. Do we fund iron?
Yes.
We have a little bit, don't we?
Legally, all are eligible. The consideration the board has historically, by policy, chosen not to fund those who could fund themselves. Because we're supposed to give the most good to the most citizens of the state of Utah with priority given to those that are impacted. Those counties are not impacted, and you could consider that Washington is not impacted either, but that's the board's prerogative.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're having a discussion of, you know, moving forward for the health of the fund and the organization as a whole, higher interest loans, you know, and the revolving loan, you know, and how that provides some sustainability, you know, for the CIB and the communities that come to the CIB for funding. So this is a good discussion to have. This is a good example. We need to make a decision. Do we want to fund this project and at what rate? Having that capital tied up, that is a significant amount. What would you like to do?
Washington County, I'm really torn between, you know, lending the 10 million. I do like the idea of 3.5. My other concern is I do, like Scott, like others, I worry about what's going to happen with the rest of rural Utah. It's a tough decision for me.
I mean, offsetting the fiscal impact of the taxpayers of St. George is not a great, right? That's not a great argument for us, but what's the balance between the higher interest rate and the revenue generated long term versus tying up that capital, you know.
But that's also the future of the organization.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, you're gonna get that if you think it's come back and borrow 10 million, they're gonna borrow 500,000 or 200,000.
Yeah.
That's not much of a return compared to the 2.5% and 1 million.
Yeah.
As well, smaller communities can't afford the 3.5% either. I mean that's totally out of their range.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw that today with what you've done here.
Yeah.
They just
plain. And I'm talking from a standpoint of being an ex-mayor from a small community. This is the only funding source that you have for a lot of these small communities. There's nothing else available because you, like in Fayette where I come from, there's no tax base at all. There's no businesses. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my concern. That's where I'm coming from with these, and we saw this with these applications today.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not that the request is inappropriate. It's, you know, just striking that right balance. And
so that if we don't approve this, where is the other source of replenishing this fund? The small community can't afford it. We just told them that don't even borrow money because you cannot afford to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So if the small communities cannot borrow and they cannot pay back, where are we going to get them to replenish this fund for the future for the small community members?
Yeah. So we do have a motion made, right, by Chairman Zanotti, seconded by Commissioner Lytle. And the substitute motion is 3.5.
The substitute is on the table.
Substitute's on the table at 3.5. Any further discussion on the substitute motion?
Pardon?
No.
Seeing none, Ms. Powers, let's, I'll call for a vote on the substitute motion.
The substitute motion?
Yeah.
10 million, long 30 years at 3.5. For the St. George City Town Hall parking structures. Well, it's the city park. Treasurer's Law.
Yes. Or for kids.
Yeah,
no, that's a good one.
Boy, this is a tough one, I'll tell you. I think they need to pay the higher interest rate, but it's a good project, but as I stated, I'm going to have to go no.
Commissioner Niles.
For the same reasons, I'm going to vote no. It is not an easy thing because it is a strong argument in terms of replenishing the fund. The other thing I left was the percent revenue to awards. 27,000%. I mean, it doesn't take much if it's not very, if there's not much revenue being put into the thing to begin with. But I think in terms of spreading and having the money available for the other projects, it's very important. So I'll vote them for
now. Thanks.
Mayor Baker.
And along that line, you know, you like to have some funds come back in to help replenish. But I'm one of those that I think it's time that Washington County, you know, just funded themselves and left it for the rural commercial. I'm going to say no.
Commissioner Miles?
This is really a tough one for me. And I would love to take interest money, because I know that I hear what Mr. Zanotti is saying, that we need to have some more funds revolving. However, this money is supposed to go to relieve impacts. And $158,000 in 5 years, you don't have any impacts. I'll vote aye.
Mr. Taylor?
This is for the 3.5%, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And for that reason, I'm going to vote yes, just for to help the revolving loan in public.
Your turn, Commissioner Brown.
A white man once said, those who understand interest to those who collect it. I will vote yes.
Commissioner Adams.
I'm going to vote yes because if we bring that 10 million back and start giving it out to these small counties, a lot of it's going to go out in grants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to go out in loans, and it's not going to come back to us with interest, so I vote yes.
That motion passes with 4 opposed. Three opposed.
What about Noggy? He gets the vote.
I didn't need that.
You're already down as a yes.
That's fine, but he had another speech.
The same reasoning, even though this beyond by company member for the 3%, but I think they should get it.
Okay. Thank you. That was good discussion. Congratulations to the St. George.
Appreciate it.
You can breathe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's that?
You can breathe.
Oh, I'm breathing. Thank you. Yeah, much appreciated.
On to item 9, board member discussion and or action items.
You did that.
We did that on the front end of the meeting. So why don't we take a, well, let's take a 15-minute break before our policy session at 10:30.
Well, the